Well, hello there, Robert.
Hello, Josh.
It is Saturday once again. Today is June the 3rd. I know, we skipped last week. We keep skipping. What's up with that? You skipped to go to a plant show. You skipped because it's a major holiday weekend. What were we thinking?
Well, not like we could get into this corner anyway if we wanted to.
Well, we could have. It would have taken a little bit of work, but...
Yeah, no. Nope. Is what it is. It happens.
And by corner, of course, you mean our grand recording booth here.
Yes.
At the Fish and Frank's World Headquarters in Port Charlotte, Florida, where we always record our fishing reports for you, which
yes.
is what we're doing right now.
Exactly.
Are you prepared for this place-by-place fishing report, Robert?
As prepared as I'm going to get.
Are you excited to do it?
Woohoo!
There we go. That's what I wanted to hear. All right, let's go ahead and get this party started with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and Upriver, along with Shell Creek. What do we got going on?
Slowing way down.
You said it was slowing way down the last time. How much slower can it get?
It's going into summertime. Get used to it. You know, a lot of little juvenile tarpon and small snook. With some of these rains, some of the spill dams, like around Shell Creek, might get active. But this is the wrong time of year to plan on fishing up there on a regular basis. So it's going to be that way for the next 4 months. Three, anyway.
Boo.
Yeah, 4 months.
Boo. Why's it got to be that way, Robert?
It's just the way Mother Nature works.
Make it better.
Nope. I can't. It is what it is. Just the normal summertime rain starting in.
Well, okay.
Could be a good topic for next week's show.
For the Radio Waterline show?
Mm-hmm.
I guess we could talk about it on that show if you wanted to.
Something worth mentioning to get people prepared for it. A precursor.
Precurse you.
Yep, exactly.
The Darce Park Boat Ramp I-75 Bridges area.
Nothing.
Must be better, right?
Nothing. I got not a single report from there.
No reports. Okay. That brings us to the 41 Bridges Live Oak Park area.
Well, there's been quite a few snook being caught over there. Mostly at night. Some mangrove snapper, a few trout. Let's see, what else did I hear about? A couple of cobia. That's about it. Unless you're one of the bridge trolls and it's 9 foot tarpon.
9 foot tarpon.
Mm-hmm. Literally. Catch them all the time. Hook them all the time up there.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think a 9 foot tarpon weighs, Robert? 320?
Yeah, I would put him in that 320, 350 mark.
Yeah. 9 foot tarpon. All the time.
I'll have to ask Mr. Sabiel how long his world record was. Kind of curious to know that now.
The Lashley Pier closed until further notice due to hurricane damage. Do we have any further notice?
No further notice.
Bummer.
We do have that on Gilcrest, though, so don't let me forget when we get there.
I will try, but
I know. It's a long ways away.
The Bayshore Pier.
It's all the way back to like 1:30 in the morning. Looking at a clock.
The Bayshore Pier?
Bayshore Pier.
Bayshore Pier?
Two cobia.
Oh.
A couple of small bull sharks.
Were they keeper cobia?
No.
Oh.
Nope. That's it. A couple of bull sharks, a couple of cobia.
Were they blacktip sharks?
According to the one guy it was. The other guy, he told me flat out it was a bull shark. But, yeah, no. All bull sharks.
All bull sharks all the time.
Pretty much.
Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Been some snook at night. Short cobia caught off of it. A keeper cobia caught off of it, if I remember right. Can't remember if he was fishing from the pier or if he was in a kayak right there by it.
Either way, it would have been pier catchable, right?
Yes.
So I think
it was right there in the immediate proximity because I know he's talking about it, but I can't remember.
Yeah. We're calling it pier adjacent. Listen,
okay. If
somebody happens to be wade fishing next to the pier and they catch a fish there, I think it's safe to say it was caught at the pier, right?
Sure.
So
we'll go with that.
Yeah.
A couple of short trout and a couple of legal sized trout. And that's it. No other news for you on that one.
Okay, quit yawning. Keep making me yawn. Everybody's going to hear it, and then they're all going to be yawning, and it's all going to be your fault.
Yeah.
It's contagious, you know.
I know.
The Port Charlotte Canal saltwater and
brackish.
What do they
call that?
Contagious yawning.
No, there's a name for it.
Mirroring.
That's not it either.
Stop quizzing me.
Yeah, okay. The Port Charlotte canals have been fairly quiet, except for there's a lot of juvenile tarpon rolling all over the place, making people crazy, and making me crazy by having to try and answer the question 15 times a day.
How do I catch them tarpon in my backyard?
Yes. Lots of little snook.
Wait a minute, though. You didn't answer the question. How do we catch them tarpon in our backyard?
You just throw everything you can at them, including the kitchen sink, and hope. That's it. That's literally the only answer. Throw small, small stuff and try anything you got in your box.
Okay. And you said there was some snook?
A lot of small snook.
Small snook.
Some mangrove snapper being caught, and some black drum being seen, and a few being caught. It was funny, the neighbor walked over to our house last night, right when we got home. We were standing out back, and we were there for about a minute. He came over for about 30 seconds asking how we were doing. We chatted for a second. He looks over at his wife, and he's two houses over. He goes, huh. He starts yelling to his wife. She's not paying attention, so he's like, I got to go. There's a black drum tail underneath the dock right now I'm looking at. And goes storming back over there because they had already hooked one earlier. So they were off and running.
Well, there you go.
Pretty entertaining.
Train them and turn them into pets.
Uh-huh.
El Jabin Pier.
Snook at night. A few juvenile tarpon. Let's see. What else did they catch? A guy actually caught a few trout off of there the other morning.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute. What were these juvenile tarpon up here eating?
Same thing. Nothing.
Okay.
They're juvenile tarpon. That's what they are. Just need a whole page devoted to juvenile tarpon and making you bat crap crazy.
Right. A full page of stuff they won't eat.
Yeah.
Places they won't bite.
Might make for an interesting column.
A list of the things that they refuse?
Yes. Exactly. Might be fun.
How to not catch a tarpon.
There you go. That would be a good title for it. I see something in your future there, Josh.
I can definitely write how to not catch a tarpon. That'll be easy.
Yeah.
Snook at night, few juvenile tarpon that are not eating. You said some trout?
Yeah, you caught three of them. Legal-sized trout.
Okay. Was he down by the base, or?
Yeah, he was fishing off the seawall itself.
Okay.
And then he also said he hooked one Spanish mackerel, but his buddy was out there fishing from his John boat, I guess, a couple days before that and caught a few Spanish around the bridge.
Okay.
So that's about it. Not setting the world on fire, but it's a couple different species other than the plain old.
Right. Well, that's to say nothing about the toadfish and the sailcats you can catch.
Oh, yeah, there's no shortage of those.
The Myakka River area from the bridge down to marker 8.
A few trout at the north end of the Myakka cutoff. His same buddy in the John boat.
Okay. And by north, we mean west?
Yes. That's about all I got for in there.
Okay. Snazzy. South Gulf Cove canals.
A few snook. Mostly all small snook, but the people were catching them trolling when they were last weekend for the holiday weekend going in and out of there.
Okay.
They caught a few snook. Other than that, got nothing other than people seeing tilapia and seeing some snook on their lights. Nothing exceptionally special. Unless you count the 8-foot alligator that scared the daylights out of a guy.
Yeah, that always counts.
Well, he walked down there and is sitting there on his dock not paying attention. And also, out of the corner of his eye, he said he noticed that the glow of his dock light kind of went out. And turned and looked as about an 8-foot alligator was coming through the light and just coming up. He said it came from under his dock as best he can tell from the angle.
Yeah.
So it made him jump.
Made him jump, huh?
Yeah. So the alligator didn't care. It didn't spook. It just slowly swam away. But
he's not from here, is he?
He's new. He's only been here for about a year.
Yep. Okay. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, if I move to some place where there's bears, and a bear comes out from underneath my porch and just ambles across the backyard, yeah, I'm going to jump a little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I'm going to flinch.
Yep.
I'll admit it.
But having been here, the gators are just not anything to be really spooked about.
No.
Especially when they're in the water and you're on the dock. I mean, yeah. It's one thing if you waded out next to the dock and then realized there's a gator underneath. That's a different story, but...
Yep.
On the other hand, it's probably better that people are afraid of them. Because it keeps them from doing stupid things. Never mind, I take it all back. Be very fearful of the alligators. Stay away, as far away as you can.
Yes.
Is what I meant to say.
I agree.
Any tips for catching those visible tilapia?
Worms, maybe.
Bread balls?
Bread balls, sure. That's always a good idea.
Corn?
Yeah. Peas.
Little smokies?
Peas work better.
Peas?
Mm-hmm.
Frozen, not canned.
Yes,
canned
sure.
Ones fall off.
Okay.
It's very frustrating.
Yeah?
Frozen peas hold on so much better.
Okay.
Lima beans?
I don't know.
Never done that. I don't see why it wouldn't work. They do like corn, though. Maybe corn and peas.
How about peas and carrots?
How about mixed vegetables? A little pantyhose tow full of mixed vegetables tied under the end of your hook. It gives you something to do with them when you don't want to eat the nasty things. The West Wall.
A lot of little snook. A whole lot of little snook. And a lot of manatees.
Okay.
And a few trout. The water is super, super clear over there. So, but they're not seeing a lot of life other than the snook. And nobody catching any redfish over there at all.
Did they mention how the grass looked?
Nope. They did not.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, but I would prefer to see it than hear about it.
Well, me too.
Because, I mean, some people's idea of what grass is actually rolling moss.
Yeah, I know. Get out there and keep my eyes peeled.
Right.
Cape Hayes Bar.
Bonnet heads. There's a plethora of stuff there. Bonnet heads, trout, Spanish mackerel, one pompano.
Okay.
One flounder, same guy. What else did he get? He got a couple mango snapper. He caught a black nose shark. What else? Oh, he got a small hammerhead, like 5 foot. The picture was weird, though.
Okay.
Because I couldn't tell if it was a scalloped or not.
It's hard to tell with those little ones.
Yeah.
It's not nearly as cut and dry as it is when they're adults.
Uh-uh. But it looked a little bumpier in the head than normal. So I don't know. But the picture wasn't great. And he said he was going to email it to you or post it on the Fish and Frank's page so you could answer it for him. But
I did not see it in either of those places.
I never saw it either. He comes in kind of regularly. I might recognize him again.
Right. Maybe he'll get around to it and he just hasn't yet.
Yeah.
Would you say that this is a place that you might consider going to fish?
Yes.
To the Cape Hayes Bar?
Yes, okay. Definitely.
And it helps that it's in proximity to Turtle Bay, Bull Bay, which is probably doing pretty good as well.
Pretty good.
Okay.
A lot of snook up inside there. Whole lot of snook. Quite a few trout. Some bonnet heads. Some baby bulls. And some, I guess, teenage bulls.
Okay.
What else was in there? Yeah, that's about it.
How big are these teenage bulls?
6 foot.
Okay.
Austin had a pothole, and I don't know if he said it. I don't think he told me exactly where it was at, but he had been by it a couple days before and saw several lemon sharks sitting in it. He said it was about 3 feet of water.
Okay.
And when he went back, there was 15 or 18 lemon sharks sitting in it.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. And they hooked two. And he said the funny part was is that there was a couple of juvie tarpon in there with him.
Okay. Now, I understand that he's usually a pretty reliable source.
He is.
But was this over the holiday weekend?
It was just prior to the holiday weekend, but the customer that he was fishing with reinforced the story.
So they were dropping acid together is what you're saying?
No, he actually was mating for a friend on a boat, and it was his charter. And they happened to come in and tell me about it, and that's why I called him to talk to him about it.
Mass hypnosis, maybe?
I don't know.
Come on, dude. This is a weird story.
It is. I said I would love to have seen that. So, but nope. That's what I got. But I don't know if it was in Turtle or Bull.
How about the redfish in Turtle and Bull Bay?
None. I've had only a couple of reports of redfish, and they were all caught at night.
Okay.
I have not heard of anyone catching any redfish. Several customers have asked me about anyone catching redfish.
Actually not true. You have heard of it. You heard of Mike going out and catching a redfish.
Did he say he caught a redfish with those people?
He caught three.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
Three redfish.
His lips were moving. I stopped listening.
I understand, but
sometimes I don't know if he's still on the same story or not, so it's like, okay, whatever. I'm just going to sit over here and space out.
Right. You're drifting.
Yep.
Is that why sometimes when I ask you to participate, you're like, what?
Right. Well,
because you can only take so much, Mike.
Well, we're cutting to commercial now because your story's going to turn into a segue that turns into another segue that goes into a whole another ballpark. Yes. So, yes, there's some times where I just click, turn the switch off.
There are some times I wish I had that luxury.
You don't. You're the man in charge.
I have to hear the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
Regardless. And usually it's the second or third time I've heard it, by the way.
Exactly.
Still, I'm glad to have him back on the show.
Yes, definitely.
Cape Hayes Reef and Danger Reef.
Spanish mackerel. A few more Spanish mackerel.
Huh.
Black nose, sharp
Highly
nose.
Consistent.
A guy caught a bonnet head. He said he was about 100 yards away going after Spanish mackerel and caught a bonnet head on a spoon.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, all right, that's pretty cool. That's different. That's something you don't ever really hear.
I've caught black nose and sharp nose on spoons, but never a bonnet head.
I caught one on a topwater down in the Keys.
I have thrown a lot of lures at bonnet
heads over the years.
Oh, yeah,
so have I.
Just to see. It usually doesn't do anything at all.
Well, and Robert called it because I was down there in the Keys with him, and he's like, throw that lure at him. I'm like, you're out of your mind. Just throw it at him. They eat them down here. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Pitched it to it, probably drug it about 2 feet, and he came up on it and crushed it.
Really?
I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I've never, ever, ever would have guessed that. Never. Huh. So, yep. So that was interesting.
Not so.
But his wife had a blast. She caught her first Spanish mackerel, and she got to fight the shark because he thought it was a big Spanish at first, so he handed her the rod.
Right.
So it was both their first shark being brought into a boat.
That's always an exciting time.
It is, but it was a cool story nonetheless. But they had fun.
Well, cool. I am happy for them. But we're moving on to Gasparilla Sound.
Sounds great. All through there from Three Sisters over into Wooden Bay is some Spanish mackerel on the outer edges in that 4 to 8 feet of water. Been some trout all over in that depth, so even all the way up into 2 feet of water. A lot of snook along the shoreline. The clam lease area?
Yep.
A guy caught a couple of sheep's head and a sharp nose shark.
Okay.
The same guy caught some sheep's head over there at there's that oyster patch kind of out in the middle of the bay there, closer to Sandfly.
Okay.
He caught a couple more sheep's head off of that. And then when he got closer to, I think it was Catfish Creek, I don't know, he was heading back towards the marina, Gasparilla Marina there. and he saw some fish tailing and tried to sneak up and couldn't get close enough easily, so he started drifting. They were all sheep's head. He said there was like 12 sheep's head. He got excited, though, because he thought it was going to be his first seeing of tailing redfish.
Right.
He's lived here for 20 years and has never seen it.
Well, but a lot of people don't even know that sheep's head do tail.
Right.
So maybe that's even a little cooler.
Yeah, exactly. First time I ever saw it, I was like, there's no way those got to be redfish. Nope, they're all sheep's head. And then the second time when I got excited about it, it was all mullet.
Mm-hmm.
And Danny was right. That's how it ended.
Placida. Yeah. The pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek pier, the Gasparilla Pass, what do we got?
A lot of snook at night, a couple of sharks, 1 5 to 6 foot bull shark, a bunch of little bull sharks, sharp nose and black nose. Been a few sheep's head, mangrove snapper during the daytime, and quite a few trout. Even though it's blooming warm, people are still catching trout.
Okay.
Doesn't make sense, but they are.
Okay. I think the sheep's head makes less sense.
It does.
Lemon Bay. The Bay of Lemons.
Oh, just a bunch of snook. Bunch of little tiny snook. One guy said he did see a group of snook, though, that had two fish in it that he said were in their upper 30s, if not possibly 40 inches. He said there were two just giant, giant fish.
Like a 9-foot tarpon?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you put a 24-inch snook in with a whole bunch of 14-inchers, yeah, I could see that.
Absolutely. Looks enormous.
Yeah.
Especially depending on your vantage point.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I got nothing else inside there. No trout to speak of or anything else. Not to say they weren't there, but nobody telling me anything.
But if there were trout to speak of, you would have spoken of it.
Right.
Moving on. The Anger Pier next to the Tom Adams Bridge.
Spanish mackerel. Black nose shark.
Get your fingers out of your eyes.
Bonnethead shark. A few snook at night, and a few being seen but not caught juvenile tarpon.
Those again.
Yes, those again.
Right there in the light?
Mm-hmm. Just making people crazier. That's what they do.
Yep. And it's worse because somebody down there will always tell you about how, oh yeah, we catch those all the time. They're just not biting right now.
Right. Exactly.
Then you start to think maybe they are catchable and maybe you're just terrible at it. You don't know what you're doing and you start to question yourself and your fishing ability and then your whole life. And next thing you know, you slide into a deep, deep depression.
It's a deep rabbit hole.
It doesn't need to be that way.
It does.
Just understand that baby tarpon are jerks.
Yeah. That's it.
The Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling reefs and wrecks. What's happening out there?
Well,
wind, rain, storms,
day three of the red snapper season being open.
For the charter guys, not the recreational guys.
Right. They're another, 2 weeks?
June the 16th is your recreational opening day. Don't jump the gun.
Yeah. Spanish mackerel from basically the passes all the way out to about 15 miles. At 15 miles, guys are catching grunts, porgies, lane snapper, a couple of mangrove snapper. And then at 25 to 30 miles, only a couple of red grouper. But really, honestly, no reports this week because of how crappy the weather has been. A couple of guys were going yesterday hoping that they could beat it out there, but talking to that captain earlier out front, he got his butt handed to him the last several days.
I think your beard is crunching up against your microphone.
Yeah, it might be. That very well could be.
That's so much better. For those of you who haven't seen Robert lately, he's grown one of those billy goat beards, so it crunches up against things every now and then. It looks good on his face, though.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, no, it's good.
That's why we're on radio.
Yeah, but, I mean, it distracts people from the rest of how you look.
Nice. Okay, I like that.
Focus on your billy goat beard.
I like it. That's good stuff. That's cute.
Nobody even notices your hairline.
Uh-huh. Thanks.
At least you have a hairline.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Closest thing I have to a hairline is this fuzzy patch on the back of my head that I always forget to shave separately.
Nice. I thought you were just going for that monk style.
Yes, that's what it is.
And braid it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so last time we had some cobia, we had some mahi, we had some sailfish. Any of that going on?
Nothing. Just that tropical depression / storm, whatever you want it to be.
All right, so we need to get that thing to blow out of here so that we can have some better reports next week and not be replaced by a bigger one, please. You got to be careful what you ask for.
Yeah, we don't want...
Weather gods are tricky.
Yes, they are. It will take you into the literal sense.
The Venice jetties.
Yeah, nothing from up there this week. I know there was a lot of people partying up there last weekend, but that's about it. Because the one guy went up there and there was boats still sitting along the edge of the jetty on the Nokomis side.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't even bother fishing.
I see.
So.
Okay, then.
Okay, that's a little weird.
Punarasa, no reports till further notice. Redfish Pass, no reports until further notice.
I got one.
We do?
For Redfish Pass.
You have a Redfish Pass report?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the guy got a handful of snook. He hooked one tarpon, and then he caught a couple of trout just on the inside down there.
Uh-oh, hold on.
Uh-oh.
We're having technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties.
I needed to paste a place where I could do that, and then I pasted a thing, and it turned out to be something totally wrong, and then I had to undo it, so I couldn't listen to anything you were saying. It's kind of like when Mike talks, and you're trying to listen to him.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. So.
I totally get it.
Okay, now I'm ready. Tell me what you got.
A lot of snook. He caught quite a few snook down there. He hooked a tarpon. He caught a few trout on the inside. And that's just because he happened to be down there chasing tarpon all the way down the beach and said, you know what, I need to go in here and play with some snook to see how it is. And it's his first time down there since the storm. He said they are getting it cleaned up pretty good. But he says it still looks bad compared to what he remembers it.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, that's something.
Yeah, it is.
That is a report. That is our first report from there since we said no reports till further notice.
Right.
Way back in February.
Was it February?
It was. February of 23 is when we said no reports until further notice.
Right. There you go.
So.
I'll roll with that.
4 months, at least.
Yes.
Captiva Pass.
Captiva Pass. Tarpon. Snook. Spanish mackerel. And that's it. Tarpon have been better in the evening down there, according to that guy. But he also runs all the way from Gasparilla Marina. He tries to avoid the pass, but he doesn't like running down there in the dark in the early morning.
Gotcha. I don't blame him.
Nope, neither do I.
Boca Grande Pass.
Oh, let's see. Pretty much tarpon is about the only thing in there. A couple guys hooked a couple Spanish mackerel and a couple bluefish that were playing off to the side, but other than that, it's just tarpon.
And is it good?
It's been off this whole week. We got the full moon coming up next day or two. So I would imagine and be hopeful that the afternoon bite is much better. That's what I would like to hope. And hopefully some of those crabs will flush and get them excited to start chewing real well.
I would hope. I mean, from what I've seen, it's been lousy crab flushes this year. Just garbage.
It has.
Okay. Let's go walk the Gulf beaches, anywhere from Sanibel up to Venice, somewhere along that Gulf shoreline, standing on the sand or knee-deep in the surf. What are we going to catch, Robert? Tell me.
Boca has got Snook. Actually, Boca, Inglewood, Stump Pass, those have all got Snook on them. Evening has been better. But the Snook, a couple of Spanish, a couple of Ladyfish, a Pompano, a couple of Pompano, I can't remember now. Just kind of a mixed hodgepodge of stuff. And I'm sure the morning's working good too, but the afternoon has definitely been better.
All right. Now here's the thing, okay? For people who are going out there and they've never fished the surf here in Southwest Florida, they need a 12-foot rod. They need to make sure that they cast out past the breakers. You need to have one of those 6 or 12-ounce Sputnik weights.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, no.
No, none of those things?
None of those things.
Oh, okay.
Half-ounce egg sinker. Half-ounce egg sinker. Is that where we're at?
That's where we're at. Nobody can tell because of my fabulous editing skills, but through the magic of radio, we had to pause this for several minutes while Robert took care of an urgent matter here at the Fish and Franks World Headquarters. Now that we're back, Robert would like to continue what he was doing, which was explaining to you our surf fishing rigs for Southwest Florida. Carry forth, sir.
So you got several ways you can do it, but I like using a split shot a lot of times and just letting it drift with the current. If I want to peg it down on the bottom, I'm just going to use a Carolina rig or a river rig where I have an egg sinker on the main fishing line, swivel, 2 feet a leader, hook, and bait. Pretty basic.
That is basic.
I like the bait to roll around and tumble a little bit. That's why I'll use the egg sinker rather than a pyramid lead. Just because I get a little bit more movement and can kind of cover a little bit more of an area and figure out if the fish are only 30 feet out or 50 feet out. You know, sometimes that just makes it a little bit easier.
Okay.
But then I'm also going to throw a silly willy banana jig.
So really, no surf rod?
Nope. 7-foot rod.
Come on.
No. Take it to the other coast. Go have fun with it.
Tradition, Robert.
Uh-huh. I'm all about that.
Much rather people catch fish, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're moving on down to Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay, and associated regions.
They got nothing down there.
No reports.
No reports at all.
Pine Island Sound South End, no reports until further notice. Pine Island Sound North End, Rat and Cat Keys, Mondongo, and Patricio. What do we got there?
Better trout, Spanish mackerel, and a whole lot of snook. It's been pretty good down there for the few people that are getting down there. I mean, I'm not getting a ton of reports on all that just because of they're chasing all the silver that's out there instead.
Because they're silly.
Nope. I would be doing the same thing if I could.
Silly.
That's all I want to catch.
Silly. Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
Some Spanish mackerel and trout. Quite a few Spanish mackerel, actually.
Okay, I will edit that. How about the sharks?
There's been some black nose and sharp nose around that area. I just didn't hear about them this week. But I know they're all around those Spanish. And just cruising those flats, too.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-boo-doo-boo-boo. Burnt store, two pines.
Oh, a lot of snook along the shoreline. Ladyfish out on top of the bar. Some black nose and sharp nose, and a couple of tarpon. One guy hooked 2 tarpon while out there on the outside of the bar. Was it Monday? I think it was Monday. Yeah, I think it was Monday that he hooked them.
Big tarpon?
Yeah, 80 to 100 pounders.
Like 9 footers.
And then went back the next day, and the next day after that, nothing, zero. Never saw a fish roll, but he also said he never saw one of those fish roll. He just was out there fishing.
Dig it.
Yeah.
Eastside Keys, Cormorant Key, Pirate Harbor, places like that.
Just a lot of little snook is all I've heard about, besides the bonnet heads just on the outside of the bar. But I haven't heard of any trout. Definitely no redfish. Nothing really to speak of.
That's a bummer.
Yes, yes it is.
Okay, Alligator Creek, Poachers Cut, and the Skating Rink.
Let's see, we got some small snook throughout that whole area. And that's it. Got nothing else in there.
Okay.
Not to say that there isn't more in there, that's all I've heard about.
Gotcha. Anybody ever talk about fishing Buckley Pass?
Never. I have not had a single person tell me about fishing it. A couple people have trolled through it and caught a couple jacks, but nobody seems to talk about fishing it, so it must be like the new spot that's secret. They don't want to talk about it.
Maybe.
I still haven't personally actually like seen it.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's ugly.
I'm sure.
Ponce de Leon Park.
Small mangrove snapper, couple of black drum, couple of jacks. And a couple I don't knows, because one guy had his rod jerked off the railing there and into the drink and watched it disappear like a torpedo in World War II.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds like a jack
and
thing
it was,
to do.
And it was not attached to a boat.
Uh-huh.
He said it just hit it and was gone.
Sounds like a jack thing to do. But you know, there's a simple solution to that conundrum.
By a bait runner?
Called the dual drag reel. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep.
Bait runner type reels, and then you set it in the low drag so that it doesn't jerk your rod off, and then as soon as you see that the line starts going out, you just pick it up, turn the handle, and bam, you got your fighting drag, and there you are fighting a fish. It is the pier angler's very best friend.
Can be.
I'm surprised more people don't use them.
I don't know. They don't think about it.
I guess not.
They don't plan that far ahead for it.
They don't think it's going to happen to them.
No.
Till it does.
Until
PGI
it does.
Canals, Punta Gorda, Elizabeth Park, Barge Canal, PG Nature Park.
Lots of small snook. Big black drum. A few mangrove snapper. And the ever-loving tarpon. The one that'll just make it crazier.
I'm going to use a word that I don't use very often. Pestiferous.
Pestiferous?
Yep.
Nice. I don't think anybody uses that word very often.
I don't think they do. But it's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And you know immediately what it means.
Mm-hmm.
So. All right. That brings us to the Gilchrist Pier, which it says here is closed due to hurricane damage.
It is supposedly now opened, according to a customer who didn't catch anything out there, but it is now open.
According to a customer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, I think you will have to look it up personally to verify it to be 100%, but he said he fished out there for about an hour.
Well, sure. You just walk past the sign.
It's very possible.
I didn't see no sign. It's open.
It's very possible. Don't look it up. Find out for sure.
Okay. But at this point, that needs to be verified.
Yes. So, in theory.
Okay. Nope. That's not the right way to do that.
This weekend and next weekend is free saltwater and freshwater.
Okay. The answer to that would be yes. License-free saltwater days. The first consecutive Saturday and Sunday in June. That would be today and tomorrow. And license-free freshwater days, the first consecutive Saturday and Sunday. I'm sorry, the second consecutive Saturday and Sunday in June.
So
that would be next weekend. So license-free saltwater fishing this weekend. License-free freshwater fishing next weekend. License-free does not mean rule-free. All of your standard other rules and regulations would apply. You just don't have to purchase a license. Okay, well, thank you for that interruption, which was useful information. We're going to carry forth, though, with place-by-place report, which ain't done yet. Alligator Creek Reef.
Jeez.
Because you haven't given all the places yet.
Oh, give us less places.
I mean, I could take places out. What would you like me to remove?
Never mind.
So I mean, I could take out Alligator Creek, and I could take out the 20-foot holes, and I could just replace it with a general Charlotte Harbor report, but then it's not really a place-by-place report, is it?
Right.
Well, you're the one who's complaining.
I know.
What do you want me to do about it?
I don't know.
I'm trying to come up with solutions here for you. You don't like the solutions. The solutions aren't good enough for the problem, which nobody had a problem except you. Don't hit me with that rod.
The thought crossed the mind for half a second.
Just the Alligator Creek Reef report, please,
okay,
sir.
Nothing.
Okay.
He caught a couple of little tiny mangrove snapper off there that were not really worth mentioning.
Okay, that is nothing.
Yeah.
The 20-foot holes.
20-foot holes. Got Spanish mackerel in them. Some black nose and sharp nose sharks. And that's pretty much it. Hopefully, maybe after this full moon, we'll start to see a change in that, but we'll see.
Okay. And, of course, some random bait pods.
Oh, yeah. Lots of random bait, especially butterfish.
Which brings us to the baitfish report. So you're saying that we have lots of butterfish schools?
Yeah. Lots of butterfish.
And by butterfish, you mean Atlantic bumper?
Yep. That I do. And they're just scattered everywhere out there.
Are they out in the Gulf too, or just in the harbor?
Yeah, there's been a few out in the Gulf too. More inside that I'm hearing about than anything else.
Okay. What else you got? Spanish sardines and...
We got scaled sardines. No Spanish sardines that I know of. But the little greenies have been around off and on by marker 2 and marker 1, but the main place where they're getting them is down at Jug Creek. And a little bit over by Devilfish, but mostly Jug Creek. Has not been a great white bait year, but they started catching them back in, middle of March?
Yep.
And they're always relentless on them, so it varies from day to day where they're at and how many there are.
All right. And the threadies?
Threadies are scattered out there from the 41 Bridge all the way down to Jug Creek. And that's what about half of the quote-unquote white bait is out there that people are catching, is actual threadies, just small threadies.
And how are you going to tell whether you're dealing with bumper or threadfin herring when you see a school of bait on the surface there in the middle of the harbor?
You sometimes just have to throw on it. Sometimes that's your only option.
And how about the skipjacks?
Skipjacks, they're mixed in with all of those. Just be prepared to get zinged by one. It's going to happen. Although they're great bait, too.
Don't tell anybody that.
No.
It's a secret. How about the pinfish?
Pinfish, the only thing I've heard about was what you were telling me earlier. You're seeing them down there by Widden Bay. But I don't know of anybody that's been catching any. But there again, so many people are chasing silverfish that less people are attacking the white bait, which is good for a little while. They need a break.
The freshwater canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes, and other bodies of water.
Some bluegill, but mostly invasive species. The Mayan cichlids and tilapia have been the main things guys have been talking about. With all this rain, I would be checking culverts and little spillways and see what's got some moving water and be concentrating around those for some of the bass and possible crappie, amongst other things that you never really know.
Right.
Yeah. That's how I would try it anyway.
Dum-dum-dum, the tarpon reports. Do we need a tarpon map for this week?
No. Not really. I mean, there's one spot, Boca.
What about the beaches?
The beaches have been decent, but the fishing's been so weird, and we got a full moon, so I think the majority of your fish are going to be concentrated around the pass. This is their big hurrah for a spawn.
When are they leaving?
I guess that they probably left last night and keep coming back each morning. I figure that's going to be the case for the next several days. Yesterday, I guess, was pretty darn tough. One of the better tarpon captains around took some customers out that texted me earlier and said it was a very, very, very slow bite. So there was no numbers involved, so I'm guessing that they might not have got anything.
Gotcha.
Which is unusual, but not unusual kind of thing.
Right. Now, what about the 9-foot tarpon at the bridge? I heard so much about.
Yeah. Same guy. No, not worth mentioning at
no?
all.
No? No. Okay, fine. And no new tarpon map. We'll just stick with the old tarpon map. It'll have to be good enough for the likes of you.
Sounds perfect.
All right. Is there anything else to add to this report? I'm exhausted.
So am I. Ready for a nap.
Are you sure you're done?
I'm done. I'm over.
Well, then say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.